Finding common ground in California on environmental regulations and infrastructure investment. It shouldn't be controversial to restrict discussions of infrastructure to infrastructure, by Edward Ring, October 18, 2021, published by California Globe. In California, environmental regulations have brought infrastructure investment to a standstill. Without expanding energy, water, and transportation infrastructure, it is nearly impossible to build housing. The cost of living is punitive, water is rationed, and food is overpriced. The overall quality of life is reduced, and money that ought to be paying skilled workers to operate heavy construction equipment instead goes to the pockets of environmental lobbyists, bureaucrats, litigators, and activist nonprofits. Californians nonetheless agree that infrastructure, as it is traditionally defined, needs new investment. Freeways, bridges, railroads, dams, aqueducts, seaports, airports, transmission lines, pipelines. All of this needs to be maintained and upgraded. But despite agreement on the goal, more than ever, solutions are filtered through the lens of polarizing ideologies. What is today's definition of infrastructure? Is it physical assets or something more ephemeral? Do infrastructural priorities have to be established based on restoring race and gender equity, or by concerns about climate change? Should some infrastructure be deliberately allowed to deteriorate to avoid induced demand and the unsustainable consumption that would result? Debate over these questions has paralyzed California's politicians. Navigating a pathway out of this paralyzing morass takes more than just compromise. It takes the courage to adhere to controversial premises. Chief among these is to reject the idea that legislated scarcity is the only option to combat climate change. In every critical area of infrastructure, there are solutions that can enable a future of sustainable abundance. For example, Californians can rebuild their energy infrastructure in a manner that doesn't violate environmentalist principles, but instead balances environmentalist concerns with the interests of its residents. Why aren't Californians, who in so many ways are the most innovative people in the world, approving and building safe, state-of-the-art nuclear power plants? Why aren't they developing geothermal power, since California has vast untapped potential in geothermal energy? Why haven't California's legislators revived the logging industry they have all but destroyed and brought back clean power plants fueled by the biomass of commercial forest trimmings? Californians can also rebuild their water infrastructure by adopting an all-of-the-above approach. They can build massive new off-stream reservoirs to capture storm runoff. Even in dry winters, the few storms that do hit California yield surplus water that can be captured instead of allowed to run off into the Pacific. These off-stream reservoirs could also feature forebays from which, using surplus solar energy, water could be pumped up into the main reservoir to then be released back down into the forebay through hydroelectric turbines to generate electricity when solar electric output falters. Why aren't Californians recycling 100% of their urban wastewater? Why aren't they building desalination plants? These are solutions that may not be perfectly acceptable to environmentalists, but they are also not hideous violations of environmentalist values. They should be defended by their proponents without reservations, but also with a willingness to spend extra to mitigate what can be mitigated. Civilization has a footprint, and we can only pick our poison. The solutions favored by environmentalists, such as wind turbines, battery farms, EVs, biofuel plantations, and solar farms, have environmental impacts that are arguably even worse than conventional solutions. Another potentially polarizing issue, achieving equity with infrastructure, doesn't have to be dismissed by proponents of practical infrastructure investment. If the pipes in Los Angeles public schools are still leaching toxins into the water students would otherwise be drinking, then invest the money and fix the pipes. If inadequate funding for water treatment plants in low-income communities in California's Central Valley mean they are not operating or cannot expand their operations, then increase the funding. But at the same time, don't lose sight of the fact that if there is more energy and more water, that will benefit everyone, especially low-income households, no matter where they are and no matter what other challenges they may confront. It's controversial to restrict discussions of infrastructure to infrastructure, but it is. Here is an area where, once again, establishing the terms of the discussion require adhering to a controversial premise, which is that discussions of infrastructure need to be restricted to the traditional definition. Basic infrastructure, offering surplus capacity instead of scarcity in the critical areas of energy, water, and transportation, creates the solid foundation upon which all of the other amenities of a prosperous and equitable society may flourish.
Audio Hopper.